Are you ready to discover and let go of everything that's been holding you back in life? Are you prepared to push beyond your self-imposed limiting beliefs and achieve greatness? If yes, then the Mindset Coach Podcast is for you. Get ready to exceed your goals, reach the level of success and significance you've always known you were destined for. Here's your host, Mike Sprouse.
Hello and welcome to the Mindset Coach Podcast. I'm Mike Sprouse, the Mindset Coach, and I'm excited to be spending time with you once again today. Thanks so much for being here. This is our 10th episode, and I'm so excited because we have so many more episodes lined up and ready to go, and I'm excited for the long term of this podcast. So today we're going to build on the last few episodes, which were about positivity, then confidence, then competence, and what they mean as we're looking at the differences between ordinary and extraordinary. And I think we're all here to try and at least push our potential limits to what extraordinary means for each of us. It's a pretty big mindset shift, and I have a little bit of a different take on it than other people I've talked to or listened to. So if you're new here and want a general framework for what this entire podcast is all about, I invite you to listen to the very first episode of the Mindset Coach Podcast, and you'll get an idea and flavor for what we're doing and what we're talking about. Let's do some basic word association. So when someone says the word ordinary, what is the very first thought or word that comes into your mind? So most people think of words like average or basic or standard, routine, common, good enough. Going in a more positive direction, you could use words like steady or functional. And I'll even take it a step farther and say ordinary can mean foundational or like a foundation, secure, able to be built upon. And that's the mindset I'd encourage you to have here today in our discussion. Extraordinary is everything you're able to build on top of ordinary. So you need ordinary as your base, or else you have no foundation in which to build to extraordinary. It's when people assign, you know, negative connotations to the word ordinary that it becomes incorrect or misleading or counterproductive, in my opinion. So some people assign words like lazy or slow moving or unmotivated or even cheap to the word ordinary. That word doesn't mean any of those things necessarily. They shouldn't be the first thoughts we have when we say it. But a lot of times, especially in society, that's what happens. And it's wrong. So first things first, we're not here trashing ordinary. We're not bad-mouthing it. We're not calling people lazy or unmotivated who stick to being ordinary or rely on ordinary things in their life. Not in the slightest. Like, think about a time when you say something like, I just want an ordinary cell phone without all the bells and whistles. And what you're describing is just a basic commodity that functions well and is useful, right? So when you think of it in that context, you start to be able to see a little bit of a difference. So in your own personal and professional lives, you could have an ordinary job, an ordinary life, ordinary relationships, and an ordinary mindset. And when it comes to your own personal success and significance and what they mean to you, those things are not commodities. They're your standard of living right now. But for those people willing to walk into this realm of the extraordinary, either as an extraordinary person and humanitarian or in your professional passions and pursuits, there's an entire life of fulfillment and, yes, success and significance awaiting. So let's set this straight here. I believe that every single person has the ability to reach beyond what they think their norm is, to their absolute fullest potential in what they set their mind to doing. And that last part is what sets everyone apart and makes us different. It's what you set as your mindset in terms of what you believe your potential is. I can't tell you what your potential is. I can only help to create an environment for the right mindset to happen. So part of what I do is help people look at what they believe their potential is or might be, and then ask questions, raise topics, maybe help to allow them the opportunity to raise their bar a little higher if they want. And really, we're talking about this word extraordinary in that context. Your extraordinary is different than the next person's and vice versa. No two are alike. So when you say, I'm fine being ordinary in whatever you're doing, who's anyone to judge what your ordinary is? So as we've talked about, you, me, nor anyone else should be comparing what ordinary and extraordinary means for you against anyone else. If we got into that game and I was comparing my ordinary to Warren Buffett's, I can assure you his ordinary right this minute looks a lot different than mine, right? So don't do those comparisons at all. I'm not him, he's not me. Focus on you and what this all means for you. So the difference between ordinary and extraordinary a lot of times comes in how you define it. So in essence, the extraordinary realm kicks in when you start to go places in your life, starting from a personal mindset, which then typically goes into professional and sometimes the spiritual level, that's something that feels a level higher than average, or better yet, what you're used to. Because whatever you're used to is ordinary, standard, average. Ordinary is almost always comfortable, routine, familiar, safe. And when we talk about extraordinary, it's none of those things. So there's discomfort in extraordinary. In fact, I've never heard of anyone accomplishing anything extraordinary for themselves without discomfort. So to embark on this path and unlock success and significance, how you define it, you need to be comfortable being uncomfortable sometimes. Here's why. Research, and lots of it that's out there, shows that humans are creatures of habit. So we find solace in the known and the expected. What we talk about here is firming up your foundation, your known, your expected, and then showing you there's this entire world of extraordinary when you recognize the potential that exists within you for growth and development and personal evolution. We're not dismissing ordinary. We're elevating it. So here we are. Let's talk about this extraordinary mindset. There are some things you'll need to ask of your mindset, whether you're focusing on personal relationships or professional dreams. And by now in our podcast, they'll sound familiar. You'll need an open mind. You'll need a positive mindset. You'll need confidence. You'll need competence. And you'll need a few other things we haven't touched on quite yet. You'll need a passion that's bordering on, but not quite, obsession, and resilience. So that list seems like a lot to do, right? Except you're not doing anything different. You're using your mindset to act and react in ways that are simply not ordinary to you. So for people of a certain age, I always think about this one. You'll remember that show, Seinfeld. And there's an episode where one of the main characters, George Costanza, who's played by Jason Alexander, it's brilliant, does the exact opposite of what he normally would do in a given situation. His reasoning was that if every decision he's made based on having a certain mindset hasn't worked out for him or has been wrong, then the opposite would have to be right. And in fact, the episode, I believe, is called The Opposite. So instead of ordering a certain kind of sandwich that he gets every single day for lunch, he changes his order. Instead of being scared to approach someone to ask them on a date, he approaches them. So it's this series of those types of experiences, right? It's a really funny episode because when he goes outside of what his ordinary has been, his routine, his status quo, it's like a whole new world has been unleashed for him. Things start changing, his luck changes, everything's new, everything's different. So that's exaggerated for effect, obviously, because it was TV, but it's a relevant point here. It's got all the factors we just listed in terms of what was needed. An open mind, so am I open to thinking differently about things rather than just doing what I usually do? It has positivity, Am I in the right frame of mind to receive positive outcomes? Confidence, or I can do this. Competence, I'm capable of doing this. Passion, in a way, or am I really committed to making changes to go beyond my ordinary? And lastly, resilience, because when you start to do things outside your norm, you're not going to have all the right answers all the time, and there's going to be some discomfort. So it's really about being okay with your status quo and what's acceptable for you in your life right now. Could be your job, your business pursuits, your income, your relationships, and saying, they're okay, but I believe I'm capable of better. I want to raise my standard. It's that common phrase, level up. I want to do that. When you position your mindset this way, you start to see things a lot differently. Your entire life changes. I'm reminded of this. One of my mentors, Dr. Wayne Dyer, has a very famous line. Maybe it's my favorite one from him out of a lot. And it says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. When you shoot for and reach for extraordinary in anything, the way you look at things changes. You view things through an entirely different lens. So what you have then established is now a new ordinary for yourself. It's a new foundation. It's a new that's good enough level that you've set for yourself. So what happens in a more literal sense when you achieve extraordinary in something or in anything? It means you've got a mindset that has created an environment for a greater level of meaning and fulfillment. And yeah, it usually does mean better outcomes for yourself. You're experiencing things you haven't experienced. You're feeling things you haven't felt before. And you're creating an environment where innovation lives, right? Because nothing innovative is ordinary. It's the exact opposite, in fact. The individual steps you take on this path are what I talk about most with people because they're so unique and almost nuanced to the individual. But here's a start. Think about where you're frustrated. Because frustration often stems from not being satisfied with something, right? In your personal world, it typically means the types of relationships you consistently find yourself in. In the professional world, it typically means what your job is and how much money you're making. Now, there's a lot of other facets to life, and we'll cover most of them in this throughout this podcast. But if you're looking for two places to start that are universally the sources for people saying, it seems so ordinary, or I feel like I can do better, and why aren't I? It's in those places. So in the personal world, I'm not solely talking about your specific relationship with a partner or a spouse or a significant other. I'm talking about the dynamics of every single relationship you have today and your part in them. So there are probably patterns. Are your relationships ones of disrespect or mistrust or constraint? Do they always feel one-sided? So if so, that's your ordinary. That's your foundation right now today to build on and do your part to turn up your status quo and what you're satisfied with into extraordinary. Now, whether or not your efforts in a relationship are reciprocated, that's a totally different topic for another time. But just think about your part and be honest with yourself about the dynamics that you find yourself in time after time. In the professional world, it more often ties to frustrated feelings of, I do the same thing every day and nothing's different. Obviously, if you love what you do, you're not frustrated by that. But it's in a sense saying, this is getting old, or beyond a couple percent pay raise, I make the same thing I'm making 5 years ago that I did 5 years ago. Or I'm not challenged, or I'm not excited about what I do, or what I do doesn't even fit the who that I am, remember from our earlier episode. And if so, that's your ordinary. That's your foundation right now today to build on. You don't have to beat yourself up about it, but that's your ordinary, and it's time to start thinking differently if you want that to change. So, you're saying, yes, that describes my frustrations, so how do I do it? Don't think about that today, because there are 1,000 ways to do it, and not one way. and it does take a lot of thought. The important thing right now is, again, to have encouragement that your mindset is ready to change and to be prepared and open to what the possibilities can be, and then commit to it. But it's a great segue, because I hope you'll join me next time on the Mindset Coach podcast, where we'll have another important topic. It's knowing what you control and what you don't control. Because before we go any farther on our journey, we need to have intense focus on what you control and only what you control. And I'll give you a hint. It's not about focusing on the crap around you and how to avoid stepping in it. It's fairly intensive. It'll be a lot of fun, and I can't wait. So if you haven't already, please subscribe to the show, and let's keep walking together in this podcast. And until next time, Mindset Masters, make it a great day.
So that's it for today's episode of The Mindset Coach. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you listen and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week who posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $15,000 private VIP day with Mike Sprouse himself. Be sure to head on over to mindsetcoachpodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Mike's gift and join us on the next episode.